شبه مريق وشي عندما اتمع عليه على لي عشي قلت يطار يدولي عندما اتمع عليه عن شي تفمري بنو تشران عندما اتمع عليه هاي سي وانجل جاكشي قوي عندما اتمع عليه لموي عمي دوشي ونوشي عندما اتمع عليه دانا ميشني بعد واتشان عندما اتمع عليه Adios to presumption, son, and the matamate. Are you we were ready? Are you we were ready? And then the matamate. It like a hingona at what we son, and then the matamate. Are you we were ready? Are you we were ready? And then the matamate. Adios to presumption, son, and then the matamate.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. Airing from UBC, University of British Columbia radio station here in Vancouver. And you've been listening to Shukshukta Radio with your host, Worku Ayelu. Good morning, Worku.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Hi, Worku.
How was your week?
Excellent. It was excellent.
Outside is very cold.
Yeah. I don't know. Somehow it's freezing. Maybe because I was expecting it to be a crazy cold day today, but it's actually beautiful. It's psychological, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe?
You know, hot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because the station here is like dim and dark and like eggshelled walls. What?
I make it dark.
You make it dark. It's the Ethiopian connection. That's right. So what are we listening to here?
This is the Sidama. I think so. Well, like a song for in each of it, like the 1 hour. One ethnic song, yeah.
Oh, it's really pretty. I love the beat here.
Yeah, the you know, the moving stuff, you know, you have moved down, up.
And yeah, I saw the movements.
Yeah.
You know, when I walked in here into the station,
yes.
I walked into a whole dance floor, a dance floor of one person, and it was pretty happening. Thank you for tuning in. We're now transitioning into Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice here. I am your host, Dania. And feel free to call anytime today. I would love to hear from you. The number is 822-2487. And today, what I have planned for you today is some French music from the Jewish world, or shall we say, Jewish music from the French world. You choose whatever rings better with you. And in fact, I've been wanting to do this this show for a while, this hour, and somehow something kept poking in here and interfering. But today is the perfect day. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's a day for romance and dreaming and all sorts of French things like that. And so that's what we will do. So first here, what I have for you is really a legend. A legend. He has been around for a long, long time. And somehow it was only very recently that I got a hold of his music. But it was a long time in the making. So, Enrico Macias, whose real name is Gaston Grenacia, born December 11th, 1938, in Constantine, Algeria, into Jewish family. So I am going to play for you some Enrico Macias. You may or may not know him. If you do know him, you probably know him well. If you don't know him, well, you're in for a real treat. And now, Macias really sang for and represented a whole sort of group of people, a whole group of French people from North Africa, and specifically Jews, but also he is very popular in the non-Jewish world as well. And playing from many different, geographic spaces, but calling himself a nomad many times and in many different ways in his music, but always speaking from and always somehow linking back to his roots in Algeria. So these are the songs of Jewish Algeria. This is Enrico Macias, and we're going to begin with a song called Un Rayon du Soleil. A ray of sunshine just for today. Enjoy. This is Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice on CITR.
Mm-hmm. pieds de pluie. Tout paraît triste et je m'ennuie. Le ciel est bleu et dans mes yeux tout ressuscite. Je suis heureux. Un rayon de soleil, c'est un cadeau du ciel. Dès qu'il est avec nous, ça change tout. Un rayon de soleil, dès le petit matin, ça fait des merveilles, comme font tous les magiciens. Un rayon de soleil caresse mes volets, et je me réveille du bon pied et le teint frais. Les toits mouillés, tout désolés, courbent les chines désemparées. Mais sous l'ardeur de la chaleur, même les ruines ont des couleurs. Un rayon de soleil, c'est un cadeau du ciel. Dès qu'il est avec nous, ça change tout. Un rayon de soleil, ça fait chanter la vie. Et dans nos querelles, il nous donne l'accent du midi. Un rayon de soleil, ça fait chanter le jour. Et sa ritournelle est une chanson d'amour. Quand il fait beau, quand il fait chaud, tout s'illumine au feu nouveau. Et près de toi, je sens déjà que se ranime le feu en moi. Un rayon de soleil, c'est un cadeau du ciel. Dès qu'il est avec nous, ça change tout. Un rayon de soleil, c'est une symphonie qui met des ombrelles à la place des parapluies. Un rayon de soleil, c'est beaucoup de bonheur, car c'est l'étincelle qui nous entretient le cœur. Un rayon de soleil, c'est un cadeau du ciel. Dès qu'il est avec nous, ça change tout.
Enrico Macias, and you just heard La Casa del Sol, the House of the Sun there. That is off of a Master Series CD, Volume 1, Enrico Macias, and this is a compilation of his music from over the years. It was released in 1998, and I think it's a really beautiful collection of his music. So, again, Enrico Macias, who I have been wanting to get to know for a long, long time. His real name is Gaston Grenacia. I'm born in Constantine, Algeria in 1938, an Algerian Jew. And at his father was a violinist in the orchestra of Sheikh Raymond Leris, the great master of Malouf music, the Arab Andalusian music unique to Constantine. And at the age of 15, young Gaston was already a member of this prestigious orchestra. And soon he became the heir apparent to Sheikh Raymond. And French Algeria, by 1956 or so, was living its last hours at a time when Catholics, Jews, and Muslims cohabited on the same territory. The nationalist movement, the FLN, was fighting for independence for this country, which had been a French colony since the 19th century. War meant guerrilla warfare, murders, assassinations, and in 1961, Sheikh Raymond was killed in Constantine, and young Gaston, or Enrico Macias, realized that exile was the only solution and that he had reached the end of an era for him. So, in exile, 1961, he embarked on the Vie d'Alger for a new life in France, along with his wife, Susie, who was also the daughter of Sheikh Raymond. To leave Algeria was a heartbreaking experience for all these people who had managed to build up a life in Africa, even though their true roots were in Europe. And Gaston felt the same. On arriving in Paris, he decided to take up a musical career. And as a child prodigy of Malouf music, he had to adapt to French tastes. He attempted to translate parts of the ethnic Malouf music into French, but wasn't satisfied with the results. And so he built up a personal repertoire based on his own experiences. In 1963, he began singing in public and made his first tour as the second act with Paola and Billy Bridge. And he became eventually the mouthpiece of the Pied Noir. So running against the tide of Beatlemania, Gaston, and now called Enrico Macias, I'm not really sure exactly how that happened, but he was a huge success by then. 1964 saw the start of a great French and international career. He performed the first half of the Compagnon de la Chanson show at the Olympia in spring, and then went on tour in France, in Greece and Turkey, and in Lebanon, where he sang songs which later became huge hits. Although his original fans were the Pied Noir, who recognized themselves in Macias' songs and saw him as a representative of their community, he also appealed to the general public, and his songs were hummed by everyone. And a very, very prolific career. The years that followed were an ongoing whirlwind of records and tours, each with its particular novelties and joys. In 1968, he was a huge success at Carnegie Hall, New York. And then following tours later on in Japan, Canada, Italy, Spain, and as well later on, in Turkey and in Israel. In 1988, his new single, Zingarella, was a huge success in both of those countries. And just a very, very interesting career, full of movement, that is for sure. So let me play for you a little bit more of his music, and you will decide for yourself what you think of Enrico Macias. So you're listening to Kol Nododi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR 101.9 FM. And this song is called Oubliez les filles. This is Enrico Macias.
Oublie les filles quand un copain est avec toi. Oublie les filles, il y en a bien une qui t'attendra. Oublie les filles qui nous font si mal quelquefois. Oublie les filles quand un copain est avec toi. Oublie les filles quand un copain est avec toi. Chantez les filles pour être d'accord avec moi. Chantez les filles pour être d'accord avec moi. La 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 la. Oublie les filles, oublie les filles, ne va pas perdre la raison. Quand une fille rentre avec toi à la maison. Oublie les filles et souviens-toi de la chanson. La plus gentille veut mettre ton cœur en prison. La plus gentille veut mettre ton cœur en prison. Chantez les filles pour être d'accord avec moi. Chantez les filles pour être d'accord avec moi. Oublie les filles, oublie les filles, mais si vraiment tu ne peux pas. Oublie les filles, mais si l'amour est déjà là. Trouve une fille, garde une fille, et surtout ne m'écoute pas. Trouve une fille, garde une fille, on est si bien entre ses bras. Trouve une fille, garde une fille, nous tes copains, on t'attendra. Chantez les filles, vous êtes d'accord avec moi. Chantez les filles, vous êtes d'accord avec moi. La 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 la, 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 la la la.
You're listening to Enrico Macias on Con Nuredi Nomadic Voice, CITR 101.9 FM. And Enrico Macias, the Algerian Jew, in 2000, he announced his desire, interestingly, to return to his homeland of Algeria and play a series of concerts for Algerian fans. However, given the volatile political situation in Algeria, his bold project soon whipped up a storm of controversy, and the Jewish singer declared his tour was motivated by a profound desire for peace, and many saw the Algerian president's support as a sign of the country opening up after many long years of repression. But much to the disappointment of Macias' Algerian fans, however, the tour dates were postponed for security reasons, but the singer remains firmly committed to the idea of one day returning to perform in his homeland. In reviving traditional Arab Andalusian sounds and making them accessible to younger audiences, Enrico has played an important role in handing down part of his personal history, as well as the history of the Jewish community in North Africa, to the next generation. So with that, I'm going to leave you with one more song of his, Le Violon de mon père, My Father's Violin. See what you think of this.
raconter l'histoire de trois générations. Et pourtant ce n'est jamais qu'un violon. Il berce les enfants, il marie les plus grands. C'est l'ami de toute la maison. Son corps est fait du bois, de l'arbre de la vérité. Ses cordes ont une voix que l'on ne peut pas imiter. C'est un livre d'histoire, le violon de mon père. Il a tant de mémoire, le violon de mon père. Un jour il m'a offert une guitare pour m'amuser. Et depuis que je ne l'ai jamais quitté, c'est lui qui m'a donné cette envie de chanter que j'aimerais vous faire partager. C'est toute mon enfance que je revis à chaque fois que je vois ceux qui dansent ou bien qui pleurent quand il est là. C'est un livre d'histoire, le violon de mon père. Allions chercher notre avenir. Nous lui avons confié nos souvenirs. Il les a bien gardés. Et si vous en doutez, il vous suffit de lui demander. Vous l'entendrez gémir quand il évoque nos malheurs. Vous le verrez sourire quand il raconte le bonheur. C'est un livre d'histoire, le violon de mon père.
J'aime qu'une machine comme l'Algérie. Comme elle est belle, on habha belhbal. De son soleil, je ne puis me passer. Depuis mon enfance, j'irai dans ses rues sans me lasser. Qalbi, qalbi, on était pris.
Beautiful. That was Alger, Alger, sung by a group of three fiery ladies, Jewish Algerian women, called Les Orientales. So they were performing an arrangement of this familiar song, Alger, Alger. Before you're listening to Enrico Macias and again, Enrico Macias is a Jewish-French international singer and musician originating from Algeria. Popular throughout the world, has traveled extensively for about 5 decades, from the early 60s up until now. So again, today's music on Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice, is French music from the Jewish world, or Jewish music from the French world, you choose. And so onwards, in light of this, not many people are so aware of the Jewish musical traditions of North Africa through Algeria. The pianist Maurice El Medioni tugged many heartstrings with his Café Oran that came out about 10 years ago. Emile Zrihan, who emigrated to Israel in 67, keeps the flame of Sephardic music alive with an emotionally charged voice and melodies. So onwards with today's show, Maurice El Medioni, one of my favorite musicians, certainly my favorite pianist, and a performer of Andalusian music, a great contributor to Rai music, and was born into a very musical family. So first, let's listen to his music. If you have been a longtime listener of Kol Nodedi, then maybe you will recognize his music, in case you don't know it on your own. And I've been savoring it, haven't played it here for a long, long while. So this is off of a beautiful, one of my favorite albums of all time. Maurice El Medioni meets Roberto Rodriguez for Descarga Oriental, the New York Sessions. This is such a cool album released by Piranha Records, and it is awesome. So I'm going to play for you from this. This first song is called Oran Oran, and I think this piano will just blow you away. Maurice El Medioni.
passé mon enfance. C'était pas Biarritz, il y avait rue d'Austerlitz, la rue de Wagram et la place d'Armes. Je n'avais jamais pris de vacances, je ne connaissais même pas la France, sauf sur une carte, c'était pas de la tarte. Il fallait des flous, pas des kermos.
Oh non, oh non, je n'oublierai pas. Moi aussi, je pense à toi.
Avant la main. Maria, les salue. Coucou, viens boire un coup. Je me souviens de grand-mère Solé, son fromage du béné et son petit lait. Alors ses beignets, de ses mains tous signés. Quelle senteur, j'en garde la saveur. En vacances, d'amis de connaissance, il y avait de l'ambiance, de l'abondance. Je me souviendrai toujours, toujours, que là j'ai passé mes plus beaux jours. Cette ritournelle, je la chante pour elle, pour Oran, la belle et la rebelle.
Jewish music from North Africa. You are listening to Maurice El Medioni, one of my favorite pianists of all time. This album that I'm playing to you from, Descarga Oriental, a collaboration of fascinating work. This is Alchemy. It's a beautiful album that he does together with Roberto Rodriguez, famous percussionist. And he did this at the age of 77. He's now, what is it, 80, 81 or so, still making music, El Medioni, from his home in France. And just beautiful, beautiful stuff. So, yes, Jewish music from North Africa so far has been all from Algeria. And just a rich musical culture that was there. And in some ways, the music that we hear this morning and the music, the Jewish music from those spaces, in a way, are somewhat of a nostalgic lost world. And you can hear that in the music, very sweeping, romantic music. And so, Maurice El Medioni, he was only 9 years old when he sat down at the piano his brother brought home from a flea market, and within days their house in the Algerian port city of Oran was ringing out to the tune of the French popular songs he had heard on the radio. After the landing of the Allied forces in 1942, Maurice played in bars frequented by American soldiers and first heard the jazz, boogie-woogie, and Latin music his new friends had showed him, and he quickly found a way to incorporate them into his own evolving style. But it was his meeting with Rai musicians and his idea to play Rai on piano that added the final ingredient to the mix. With emigration to France in 1962, his art found French, then international stardom. And so now, from his home in Marseille, he's continuously reaching new audiences with his music. So when he arrived in Miami at the age of 9, Roberto Juan Rodriguez, who is the partner in crime on this album, this beautiful album, Descarga Oriental. Roberto Juan Rodriguez, his Cuban culture met the Jewish diaspora of Florida, and he soon learned of the affinities of exile and that there were musical affinities as well. And so he supplemented playing in the bands of his father with playing music for Yiddish theater and at bar mitzvahs. And moving to New York, Rodriguez played drums with Ruben Blades, T-Bone Burnett, Randy Brecker, Paquito de Rivera, Miami Sound Machine, Paul Simon, Cachao, etc. And the klezmer revival of the 80s thrilled him, as did playing with experimental Jewish musicians like John Zorn, Anthony Coleman, etc. And when Zorn asked him to record, he joined the Latin and Jewish music he loved in the critically acclaimed discs El Danzón de Moisés and Baila, Gitano Baila. So, and of course, we hear this beautiful fusion of Jewish klezmer and Latino Cuban music in Odessa Havana, produced by John Zorn. In any case, now we are listening to Mauricio Medioni, Roberto Rodriguez, and this beautiful album, Descarga Oriental. Mauricio Medioni, according to Rodriguez, is a true original. You can hear everything from Jewish liturgy to rye, Spanish romances, to salsa, to jitterbug and jazz. The music is as exquisite and rich as any from the great composers and musicians to have come out of Cuba, says Rodriguez. As producer and arranger, I was asked to bridge two worlds. As I listened, the Arabic and Sephardic connection became very clear. The strong presence of the African rhythms, as well as the beautiful and romantic melodies, just like in a Cuban song. I was very moved when I met Maurice for the first time in Paris, 2005. Here we were, an Algerian Jew from Oran via Paris to Marseille, and a Cuban from El Vedado, Havana, via Miami Beach to Manhattan's East Village. And one of the first things Maurice said to me with his very passionate Algerian French accent was, "Roberto, we are going to make great music. Your people and my people are beautiful people." And I started to relax. From then on, I knew that this was the beginning of something extraordinary. And so, onwards, I'm going to leave you with one last piece of theirs, because I can't just stop here. It is a gorgeous album. I tell you, this was one of my best investments. And then onwards, I'm going to leave you with a song of Ishtar's that I love. Not necessarily from Algeria, but a Jew, an Israeli, nonetheless, singing in French and coming from many, many worlds. But right now, we have a little bit to finish here. Maurice El Medioni, this song is called Moi, je t'aime toujours. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice, on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Moi Je T'aime Toujours on Cole Nuridi Nomadic Voice. That was Maurice El Medioni meets Roberto Rodriguez, Descarga Oriental, The New York Sessions. That was a long album title, but it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And we are almost at the end here of our 1 hour. I want to thank you very much for listening and for tuning in today to Kol Nuridi, Nomadic Voice. It was a sweet morning. It's a sweet day full of sunshine. And it has been a day, a morning of French music from Jewish spaces, or Jewish music from French spaces. Jewish music from the French world, shall we say? And I can't leave out here then Ishtar, and in the vein of sweeping melodies, romanticism, and sensual, sensual music, especially vocals, I'm going to leave you off here with one last piece called Apprivoise-moi. And this was released about 10 years ago, but this is another album that I'm hooked to. It's beautiful. So I'll leave you off here with Ishtar, La Voix d'Alabina. Have a beautiful week. See you next Sunday, same time, same place. Thank you for listening to Kol Nuridi. Enjoy this last piece.